5 years ago this month, a young black man was shot dead by police. Protests erupted in the city. Sounds like what's happened recently in many American cities, but we're talking here about London, England, and those protests escalated into riots. The World's Leo Hornack lives in London now, as he did back in 2011. So just remind us, Leo, why did these riots start and how much of an effect did they have?
They were huge, Jeb. I mean, not just for London, but for Britain and maybe Europe as a whole. I think the effect that these riots had on my city, I think, changed it for a whole generation. The reason they started is extremely controversial and complicated, but essentially a young black man, Mark Duggan, was shot dead by police. There were local community protests against the police as a result of that. And then that turned into rioting, and that turned into looting, which quickly spread across the city in multiple locations. And over the course of a week, those riots then spread across the whole country. I mean, I remember the experience as just a Londoner at that time. I remember my mother calling me and saying that my sister was really worried because she was looking out of her window and seeing men with baseball bats walking along the street, smashing every car window. Or I remember standing at a bus stop, for example, and hearing two people next to me discuss where you could get the best free stuff from looted shops in my neighborhood. So it was something that was a huge news event. And then also at the same time, it was weirdly local. It was just what people were talking about just at the bus stop.
And you've been to meet one family in London who were particularly affected, the Kermys. Who are they?
Right. Well, Amrit and Ravi Kermy, they run a small convenience store in a suburb of London called Ealing. And they'd always had it as their ambition to run their own store. And they'd been actually managing to do that for some years, a small independent store. Maybe it's like the British equivalent of a bodega. But then the riots happened. Now, Amrit, she took me out across the street to show me exactly where things began to happen on that day. Here's what she told me, Jeb.
Oh, it was a horror. We came back and stood just exactly over there. This was full of people with the masks on and everything, and our shop was getting looted. The windows were broken, and we couldn't do anything. My husband wanted to go in, and he wanted to, like, stop them, and I was holding him back. I was just crying. I was on the phone. I said to Ravi, we cannot stop. It's not in our hands. We had to just stand over there, watch our shop being destroyed, our livelihood being destroyed. And I remember one of the girls, she said to me, she was coming out with lots of things, and she said to me, "You can go in, there's plenty inside." And I couldn't tell her, I was so scared, that this is my store you're doing to. I just had to stand there, watch.
Imagine watching your own store looted. How are they doing now? What happened?
Well, she, as you can almost hear from that clip, she became quite emotional. I did as well when she was just describing it. How they're doing now? Well, it's been a very, very hard 5 years. I mean, things like the insurance didn't pay out. And they've got two kids, two teenage girls at that time. It's been really, really hard. And here's what Amrit told me about how they've had to cope since then.
You know, it's taught us a lot. It's shown us anything can change, you know, any time. So and it's brought us together as a family, because we had to go through, we had to suffer together, four of us. The girls had to stop a lot of things because there was no money. They were doing their music lessons. They were doing, but we couldn't do it because we just had to provide bread and butter. That was our main priority. So it was difficult.
Leo, could this happen again in London?
Well, Amrit and Ravi, they both say, yeah, they think it could. The factors that caused the rioting, so far as we can tell what they were, are still there. You know, the sense of injustice that led to the protests, the sense of there being a 1% and a 99%. These are all familiar things for US cities. So the preconditions that were there, they're still there. And who knows? I think there's every chance in a way that we could one day wake up to the same kind of thing.
Well, let's hope not. The World's Leo Hornack in London. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeb.